here's a story from The World.
The other big story that we're following, the coronavirus pandemic. The number of daily cases continues to grow. About 150,000 people are now being diagnosed daily worldwide. As for the global economy, forecasts remain gloomy. Some sectors are all but destroyed. Tourism, to name one. The UN World Tourism Organization estimates that international travel could decline by 80% this year. But as the world's Bianca Hillier reports, nations and their travel industries are not throwing in the towel.
Governments around the world are trying to revitalize their tourism economies, and they're starting close to home, says Per Bloch, an Oxford University researcher in social mobility.
The idea to start reallowing travel is not to open all borders to everybody, but that countries form free travel zones.
Free travel zones go by a couple names: Corona corridors, travel bubbles. They're agreements with neighboring regions that allow for travel across borders for non-essential trips without quarantining upon arrival. Countries don't need to have zero cases of COVID-19 to form a travel bubble, but all countries involved should be at a similar stage of reopening.
That's what's happening in many European countries, travelers slowly being allowed again, even though the caseload is nowhere near zero.
The European Commission recently released a report recommending this buddy-up strategy for EU member states. Spain, Italy, Greece, and Portugal have signed on, agreeing to welcome travelers from the EU. Norway and Denmark opened their borders to just each other, leaving other Scandinavian countries out of immediate plans. And beyond Europe, people from Singapore and select Chinese provinces can now travel for business without having to quarantine for 14 days. Further south,
today there are no active cases in New Zealand.
New Zealand reported zero active coronavirus cases this week, reviving the idea of a travel bubble with Australia. But New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says, not yet.
We need to be assured that when we open up to Australia, we can do that with confidence. There are still cases in Australia, so we do need to be careful. They're not quite in the position New Zealand is in.
Prime Minister Ardern is cautious. So is the EU. Though European Commission spokesperson Sonia Gospodinova says a plan to loosen the travel restrictions is being built.
We are looking ahead to resuming the travel from outside the European Union very shortly, possibly in July.
It's unlikely travel will resume with the United States, though, because like the kind made of soap and water, travel bubbles are fragile. Lives are at stake. The U.S. has one of the worst infection rates in the world, and the lack of widespread testing and contact tracing might doom its chances of being invited into any travel bubble at this point, even with its closest neighbors.
Canada and the United States have once again agreed to extend by 30 days the current measures in place along the border.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the U.S.-Canada border will be closed through June at the least. Amir Adaran, a professor of law and epidemiology at the University of Ottawa, agrees with the decision.
I think it's simply inarguable that we in Canada stand to gain very little by opening the border to the United States. I don't particularly think that Canada is a success to which the United States should compare itself. We have failed too. We just have not failed as badly as you have.
Those in favor of reopening the border point to Canada's reliance on the U.S. for tourism. According to the Tourism Industry Association of Canada, nearly 70% of people visiting Canada come from the U.S. But Adaran says the marketplace can't operate without a healthy population.
Americans need to get quite realistic about this. Unless you get this disease under control quickly, it is not just the end of your economy. It's the end of your country, really.
America has already begun opening for U.S. tourists, though. If you're in the States and looking for vacation plans, a road trip may be your best bet. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.